Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Mayor Monday here on WWJ, and with us this afternoon is East Point's Mayor Suzanne Pixley. And thank you so much, Mayor, for being with us this afternoon.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yes. So actually, East Point has been in the news quite a bit lately.
It has.
And starting off with Bloomberg was there,
right? That's correct.
Right. Okay. So tell us a little bit about that because of the opioid crisis.
It is. It is. The opioid crisis is solid throughout Macomb County. And our fire department actually heard about the $10 million that he was going to be presenting to the state. And so he called the governor's office and said, what a better place than to come into East Point, which is in South Macomb County, and talk about what he's intending to do with his $10 million grant. So the governor came along, and it was really an outstanding meeting and brought a lot of attention to our city. And some people said, well, you're the opioid capital. No, we're not the opioid capital. We have the problem, and our firefighters recognized it and wanted to be there to tell them exactly what it was like.
So exactly, and actually there was a big drug bust in East Point
Correct.
Last week.
So right.
So this kind of all melds together.
Correct. Right. So our we've had more fires than we more overdoses than we've had house fires in our city. Last night we had three, as an example, three overdoses that our fire had to respond to, and not a single fire.
So do you use Narcan in East Point?
Oh, absolutely. And the incidence of the overdoses was escalating so much that we actually trained our police department quite some time ago, almost 2 or 3 years ago. So any one of our first responders can be there and administer Narcan.
Okay, so this brings me to the question of recreational marijuana, even medical marijuana.
Correct.
How does East Point handle those situations?
We haven't yet decided. We've sent the problem or the incidence of it over to our planning commission and asked them to come up with recommendations to come back to council, whether or not we will do medical marijuana and, of course, whether we're going to have distributors, growers, and all of those things that are inherent within the recreational marijuana as well as medical marijuana.
So what do you think you're leaning toward, or do you have any idea?
It sounds to me like our council, which has to give the final approval, is probably going to recommend just a couple distributors within the city. We're only 5.2 square miles, and I think they're going to be very specific about the location so that it doesn't impinge on residential or church or school and all of those things.
So you've been the mayor of East Point for 12 years.
Correct.
And before that, you were on city council.
Right. So a total of 14 years now.
So how have you seen this aspect of the opioid crisis and drugs change throughout those years that you've been in place?
I think that it's changed some of the population. We've it used to be that if we had problems, they were related to just domestic release, domestic abuse. And once in a while, we had a burglary or something. And pretty much now, all of our crime relates back to substance abuse in one way or the other. It might be somebody who, as a result of substance abuse or the opioid overdose, is more difficult to deal with in his own family. It might be somebody that's gone through mental health and he can no longer afford to go through mental health. Might be some people that are just frustrated because they can't get a job. And they tend to go to drugs. But then we also have a lot of people that have gone through recovery, are doing really, really quite well. And they're really an example of what can be done. And so we work on two or three different levels. One is prevention, reduction of the amount that's available. The third thing is recovery. And the fourth thing, of course, is with mental health. We have a really interesting program called HOPE, Not Cuffs, with our police department. So if somebody feels that they're an addict, they can come to the police department. And even if there's a warrant out for their arrest, our police will respond and get them into a treatment program.
You have been in Washington. You've also, you're just in Lansing. So tell me what you're doing in Lansing.
Well, in Lansing, we were at the Michigan Municipal League meeting, and this is done every year where we are allowed to meet with our different representatives. So we met a lot with our state representatives and senators. That allows us to get our viewpoint across in a most direct manner.
So how important is that for you to attend that?
I think it's very important. I try to get as many as my council people to go because besides talking to all of the legislators, we're also given the opportunity to attend breakout sessions, and many of those are topics that are timely for our local cities. So we can find out additional information right from the people in the Lansing area. We can take that back to our communities and put it into action.
So kind of always being proactive.
Absolutely. You have to be proactive. You have to attend these meetings if you want to stay on target and up to date.
Okay, so some good news for East Point that I just recently saw, that East Point is one of the most affordable places to live in Michigan.
Correct. We read that, too. We didn't have anything to do with that. Somebody comes in and does some survey of housing and how much is available, what our tax rate is, and so forth. And they're the ones that come out with that listing. But I think they're right. Housings are available. It's a great place to start raising your young kids. Housing is really good. We're very diversified. And I'm pretty proud of the way that we've been able to come through all that housing crisis back in 2008 to 2010.
So as far as housing goes, what opportunities are there? Business opportunities in East Point, new development? What's happening?
There are a lot of business opportunities in the area, and we are a redevelopment-ready city, which means that we've gone through all the things to make it easy for businesses to see the properties that we have and the square footage and everything else. So we've had a lot of new businesses come in within the last couple of years. We also found recently that we're eligible for the opportunity zones. These opportunity zones are really phenomenal for developers that like to come in, and it doesn't make any difference what their building size is. We have zones that will allow for tax abatement on new developments and redevelopments as well. So we're in a contiguous zone with Roseville as well as Clinton Township, and then Mount Clemens also is an opportunity zone. So we're going to be working together with those people for a redevelopment ready in the opportunity zones.
Okay, thank you so much. Again, we've been speaking to East Point Mayor Suzanne Pixley. Thank you again for joining us this afternoon. It's a pleasure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.